Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Mansi Phadke, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray's meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to demand the centre's intervention in the Maratha Kota issue, among other things. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, Deputy CM Ajit Pawar and Cabinet Minister Ashok Chavan, representing the three parties of the Mahavikas Aghadi, which is the Shiv Sena, Nationalist Congress Party and Congress, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Delhi Tuesday to put forth a total of 12 demands. Primarily, the MVA leaders put a number of quota-related issues that could potentially snowball into political agitations, including the demand for a Maratha reservation, into the centre's court. It also urged the centre to implement certain constitutional amendments to relax the 50% cap on reservations. The list included issues such as restoring reservation for the Maratha community that the Supreme Court scrapped last month, giving political reservations to the other backward classes in local body elections, which too the apex court had struck down in March, and paving the way for reservations and promotions to the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes by having a national policy on it. All the three demands are issues on which the Mahavikas Aghadi has been fearing agitations from the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party, from leaders of these communities, as well as from its own constituent members. For instance, on the Maratha quota, BJP leaders have been touring Maharashtra, interacting with local Maratha leaders and prodding them to act against the MVA, while Rajya Sabha MP Sambhaji Raje has called for protest from 16 June. The Maharashtra BJP unit has also been attacking the Thackeray-led government, demanding the restoration of reservations for OBCs in local body elections, while NCP Minister Chagan Bhujbal, an OBC community leader, has threatened to agitate on the same, though with the centre as his target. Meanwhile, the MVA is facing internal pressure from the Congress on the topic of 33% reservations for the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes in promotions. This reservation was first introduced in 2004. The Bombay High Court scrapped it in 2017, and since then a case has been pending in the Supreme Court. The MVA government last month issued a government resolution to scrap this quota, only to stay the order after it upset Congress ministers. After the 90-minute meeting, CM Uddhav Thackeray addressed a press conference in Delhi, saying he, Ajit Pawar, as well as Ashok Chavan, were satisfied with the meeting. There was no political agenda, and the three leaders are grateful to PM Modi for having heard out all the issues and promising to look into them and seek more information from his administration, Thackeray said. He also said that he hopes that these issues are positively resolved soon. On the Maratha quota issue in particular, the MVA delegation told PM Modi that the centre should take steps to create reservation for the community, while the rights to do so are with the union government. The Marathas, who comprise about 32% of Maharashtra's population, have been demanding reservation for several years. The community had organised 58 silent, non-political protests for 2 years, starting in 2016. The demonstrations took a violent turn in late 2018, even taking the form of an anti-Devendra Fadnavis stir at one point. Eventually, the Maharashtra legislature unanimously accepted the Gayakwad Commission report and passed the Maratha Kota law on 30th November 2018, when BJP's Fadnavis was chief minister. Under the BJP Shiv Sena rule, the law also withstood the scrutiny of the Bombay High Court. However, the Supreme Court last month declared the reservation as unconstitutional, saying there were no exceptional circumstances to breach the 50% cap on reservations. Carving out a reservation for the Maratha community is a tightrope walk for any party in power in Maharashtra, as the OBCs, who make up 52% of the state's population, are afraid that a quota for Marathas will cut into their share of reservation if the 50% cap is not allowed to be breached. And they are also angry at the political backing the Marathas have received. Politically, neither community votes as a united bloc, especially the OBCs, which include 382 castes. But politicians fear that antagonizing them might galvanize the communities to vote for or against a certain party. While lobbing the ball in the centre's court, the MVA is citing the Supreme Court's reference to the 102nd constitutional amendment, which the ruling alliance claims has taken away the state's right to implement reservations and declare communities as backward. The BJP, on the other hand, insists that this does not let the MVA off the hook, as the centre has argued in court that the amendment does not limit states' power to list castes as backward. In the meeting with the PM, MVA leaders said, while the center's argument in the court will eventually give rights to the states, just these rights are not enough for it to effectively give reservation to the Maratha community so long as there is a 50% cap on reservations. The Maharashtra government has suggested that the center makes a constitutional amendment to do away with the Supreme Court mandated ceiling, and that this will also be helpful in granting reservations to the OBCs in local body elections. Thackeray assured PM Modi that the Maharashtra government plans to file a review petition in the Supreme Court on its Maratha quota order. But meanwhile, he has appealed to the center to use its rights under the 102nd constitutional amendment. Other than the quota-related issues, the MVA's charter of demands presented before PM Modi also included two politically sensitive items that have been bones of contention between the ruling coalition and the BJP. One, land for a metro car depot at Kanjurmarg, on which the centre has staked its claim. And two, the governor's approval for nominations to MLC seat. On the former, Thackeray asked the centre to come up with an amicable solution so that the metro project is not stalled, while on the latter, he has asked the Prime Minister to direct Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari to approve the proposal, which has been pending since 8 months. The MVA government's other demands included release of pending goods and services tax dues of ₹24,306 crore, release of funds under the 14th Finance Commission, change of norms to grant relief in case of cyclones, and an approval to a bulk drug park in Maharashtra, among other issues. Tuesday's meeting was also significant, as it was the first time that Chief Minister Thackeray met Prime Minister Narendra Modi one-on-one since the Shiv Sena split with the BJP in 2019. On this, Thackeray said, he and PM Modi may not be in power together anymore, but their relations are not broken. That's all for now. This is Mansi Fadke, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.